Today, we will find out who will win the sport of gentlemen. But this sport requires no rackets, nets, or courts. It's time for the puzzle. Joining us now is Will Shortz, puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hey, Will, good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
Are you going to watch the French Open?
I'm not sure I will, but I would love to attend sometime.
I know, it would be cool, right? Are you a tennis fan?
I am, yeah. I used to play a lot. Been to the U.S. Open several times.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
So our challenge last week was actually tennis-related, right? Remind us what it was.
It was a tough one, too. It came from listener Harry Hilson of Avon by the Sea, New Jersey. I asked, what is the most consecutive points a tennis player can lose and still win a best-of-five sets match? And this was referring to men's tennis, which has five sets. Mm-hmm. The answer is 76, and here's how it works. The winner of the match is ahead in the first set, 5-0, 40-love. Then maybe he has an injury, he loses the next 5 points to lose the game, he loses 24 more consecutive points to lose the next 6 games, and ends the set 5-7. Then he loses the second set in 24 straight points. In the third set, he loses the first 23 points to go down 0-5, love 40. Then he charges back to win that set, as well as the next 2 sets to save the match. So there you go, 76.
Who came up with the scoring mechanism for tennis, by the way?
It's crazy.
It is crazy. This was a hard one. We only got 176 correct answers. Our randomly selected winner, though, is David Lefkowitz of Los Angeles, California. He's on the line now. Hey, David, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You a big tennis player, David?
I used to play when I was a kid. My mother and my grandfather were tennis players.
And you are a composer, I understand?
Exactly right. I teach composition and music theory at UCLA in the music department.
And composing music, I mean, there's a heavy mathematical component to that.
There is.
And puzzling comes natural to people who are good at math. And so I'm going to guess that you're going to be good at this puzzle. That's just a bet I'm willing to make right now.
Well, I hope so.
Okay, so I think we're ready. Let's give it a shot, Will.
Here we go. David, I'm going to give you some 5-letter words. For each one, insert 2 letters between the first and second letters to make a familiar 7-letter word. For example, if I said elate, E-L-A-T-E, you would insert an M-U to make emulate.
Okay.
Number one is solar, S-O-L-A-R.
Hmm.
And this answer is something I think you are.
Stumped.
You put 2 consonants between the S and the O.
2 consonants.
Scholar.
Ah, there you go.
You are a scholar. Number 2 is march, M-A-R-C-H.
Monarch.
That's good. Gland, G-L-A-N-D, as in the liver.
Garland.
That's it. Spent, S-P-E-N-T.
Serpent.
Oh, you're good. Mm. Tight, T-I-G-H-T.
Hmm. Tonight.
Uh-huh. Tough. T-O-U-G-H.
Through.
Nice.
Through, is it? Fight. F-I-G-H-T.
It may take me a fortnight to figure this one out.
Close. F-I-G-H-T.
I'll give you a hint. It's a consonant vowel in that order.
F and then a consonant?
Uh-huh. And then a vowel. Not an L.
Not an L. Fur.
Yeah.
Fraught. No. Wow, this is a tough one.
Freight. Freight.
Freight, there you go. Rachel's
freight.
Got it.
Freight.
Freight is it. Olive. O-L-I-V-E.
Huh.
This one's tricky too. The first letter is a vowel and then a consonant.
Outlive.
Outlive,
oh,
is it?
Good.
Elude. E-L-U-D-E.
Exclude.
Oh,
exclude, is
great.
It? And your last one is feign. F-E-I-G-N.
Foreign.
Oh, man.
Bada boom.
David, you are
bada
great.
Bing. That was just like no big deal for you. Just knocked them out. For playing the puzzle, you get a weekend edition lapel pin and all kinds of puzzle books and games. You can check out your prizes at npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, David, where do you hear us? What's your public radio station?
I am members of two different stations, KCRW in Santa Monica and KPCC in Pasadena.
Happy to hear it. David Lefkowitz of Los Angeles, California. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, David.
Thank you, Rachel, and thank you, Will.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, name a famous actor, 7-letter first name, 4-letter last name. Take 4 consecutive letters from the first name and 3 consecutive letters from the last name. And these 7 letters in order from left to right will name something that's often packed nowadays when taking a trip. What is it? So again, famous actor, 7-4, take 4 consecutive letters from the first name and 3 consecutive letters from the last, and these 7 letters in order left to right will name something that's often packed nowadays when taking a trip. What is it?
When you figured it out, go to npr.org/puzzle and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just 1 entry per person, please. Our deadline for those entries is Thursday, June 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, then we'll give you a call. And then you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times. And he is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shorts. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.